Norma O'Rourke, it's a sad day for swimming in tune with the passing of Monsignor Maloney. As chairperson, I know that you want to pay tribute and acknowledge the work that he did regarding the swimming club and the swimming pool itself in tune.
Oh, we're really deeply saddened at the loss of poor Father Dermot. He fought a good fight the last number of years, but he's been amazing for Tuam and for the Tuam Swimming Club in itself. He was one of the founder members, along with Gay Heskin and Gay Walsh. They're both passed away since, and they've got a swimming pool to come to Tuam in 1971. That's the original pool that we had in Tuam, which is now a car park there in front of the park in Tuam. It was a great thing for Tuam to have a pool at that time. Father Maloney was an exuberant swimmer. He was amazing. He won the Boys 100 freestyle in 1954. He won the Irish Boys. That was like an Irish title for swimming. That was unbecoming of anybody in Connacht. And it was the first time Connacht were represented. Again, in 1957, he won the men's 1500 freestyle. He was an amazing man who always gave his time for Tuam Swimming Club and for swimmers. Tuam Swimming Club is a voluntary club, and he would have always been dominant to say that people shouldn't have to pay too much money for swimming, and that was what we tried to follow his ethos and their ethos at the time. As we heard the news today, like, we were devastated because Father Maloney himself was a swimmer. He represented Ireland in the Catholic Student Games in 1956. He's been involved in swimming, in coaching swimming and in swimming himself for Tuam and for Connacht. He was one of the presidents of the Irish Amateur Swimming Association, which is now Swim Ireland, in 1976. And we're really, really deeply saddened. We have a cup in Tuam Swimming Club at the moment that our swimmers compete for every year. And this is the Father Dermot Maloney Cup. And he has been there to present this cup on many an occasion. Even though he wasn't involved totally in swimming, he always kept his foot in. He would walk in on sessions to say, how are you getting on? If there was a gal on in Tuam, he would be there to encourage the swimmers and the whole lot. Some of the older swimmers and coaches that we have would have swam for Tuam over the years, and Father Maloney would have brought them to Salt Hill when we didn't have a pool in Tuam, and he got them swimming in open water. Now, apparently, there was a lot of cracks on that, and I don't know if they'd be able to do that now. It's an extremely sad day for Tuam.
On that note, I've heard, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he also played a very integral part, because there was a time and there was a risk that the pool was going to be taken, would have been gone back in the, I think it's the 70s or the
1980s. 1971, he battled for that pool for us here in Tuam.
And that's left an amazing legacy now to this day.
Oh, absolutely amazing. We still have major competitive swimmers in our club, and he would be one of those encouraging, and all our coaches who are voluntary coaches, he would have encouraged that over the years. I remember going to committee meetings with him, and he was always saying, like, nobody should be out of pocket. Everybody should learn to swim. It's a life skill. And, you know, he was really, really determined that every child around Tuam and in the surrounding areas would learn to swim.
And with his passing, and we see a wonderful pool in Tuam in the Leisure Centre now, which is hosted, as I know, many community games, county finals are always held there, and it's a wonderful facility. And in many, many ways, would it be fair to say that that pool now is a continuation of the work that he's done, and that is the legacy that he has left that has inspired swimmers for years to come.
Absolutely, absolutely. He really has put the mark on swimming in Tuam. I mean, there's people who are still competing for his cup. You know, it's absolutely amazing.